Hello, I'm Sneha Moldani. You've joined me for a conversation on COVID-19, and I think by now it is very clear that lockdown in many places will be extended. Hotspots have been sealed in many parts of Uttar Pradesh, and you will see similar action being taken in other areas as well. This is the containment strategy of the Government of India, of the Indian Council of Medical Research, where clusters are identified, the geographical area, the focal point, the buffer zone, all of that is really marked out, and then the containment is done in those areas. So this is perfectly in line with what has been said by the Indian Council of Medical Research. However, as far as serological test kits are concerned, we are running late. They are arriving in India only post the 10th of April. There's been a delay because of delay in shipments. India is buying serological test kits, or rapid test kits as we call them, from the US, is what we've been given to understand. These are antibodies detection test kits that are going to be used in clusters and hotspots for surveillance reasons. Furthermore, today something else happened. I did manage to access a draft exit lockdown report that has been drafted by officers of the Indian Railways Traffic Service. This has been submitted to the Niti Aayog, is what I've been given to understand. This is only a draft proposal. Remember, this has been done by officers of the Railways Traffic Service, and it is a suggestion as to how the lockdown should be lifted. So let me just give you a gist of that, because it has some interesting points and a very comprehensive sort of a strategy, really, if you look at it. I'll just give you the broader contours of it. Well, this is what this draft exit policy says. Isolate the country's districts based on COVID-19 active case risk profile. Keep the elderly confined to homes everywhere. Do not allow congregation of more than 50 people. Prohibit religious political gatherings in high-risk areas. Open up interstate travel between less affected districts and with varying degrees of restrictions. Allow life to get back to normal in the rest of the country. It also has various suggestions for public transport, which is to be run with half capacity, it says. Industries, factories, mines can be opened in unaffected districts. Labour and employees of such establishments should work within the state. There should be no interstate movement of labour involved. These again are some of the suggestions. Those districts which have a history of positive COVID-19 cases and have not reported any new cases for the past 28 days can be permitted, however, for inter-district movement along with the rest of the state. So this is how it has been done. There is also a fifth category as per this report that talks about stage zero. I wish we reached that stage very, very soon, because right now what we're only seeing is an increase in cases and also an increase in deaths in the country that seems to be going up by the day, though the government of India says that if you just do an analysis, a comparison with other countries that started pretty much the same as us in terms of reporting their first cases, we are doing okay. Well, the zero category, or the stage zero, is that of a state that falls in this category is not going to have any of these active cases before 21 odd days or so. This is going to be indicative of a scenario of zero case where the state is classified as stage zero. So this is the classification. The thought behind this classification is that not the entire country has been affected. There are states and union territories even now that have not seen COVID-19 cases. In fact, even within states, there are areas that are not seeing many cases, or there haven't been cases at all in certain districts in some states. So why should economic activity not start in these places? Again, like I mentioned, these are only guidelines. These are suggestions that have been put forth before the Niti Aayog, because the Prime Minister on the 3rd of April had spoken about the fact that states should now think about how they intend to lift the lockdown in a phased manner. This was something that the Prime Minister spoke about. That's really the thought behind this document as well. As always, stay safe, be cautious, exercise respiratory hygiene. Today, I did see a lot of people violating lockdown guidelines in Delhi Secretariat area and also at the entry point of Gautam Budh Nagar in Noida. Many people could not have in fact, did not have valid reasons as to why they were traveling, what was the need to travel. They didn't have a valid explanation for the same. You're just causing a lot of problems if you're doing that. You're, in fact, putting your own life and the lives of your loved ones at risk if you violate these lockdown rules. Continue to stay at home unless it is extremely important. I mean, just think about it. Once this battle is won, it's going to be all okay. You know, this too shall pass. So let's just be patient about this. Thank you. Goodbye. Thanks for joining in. Bye.